Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Staying with matters sport, in a sense, the world of tennis has been rocked by the censorship and apparent disappearance of a Chinese player. Earlier this month, Shuai Peng alleged on social media that she had been sexually assaulted by a high-profile Chinese government official. The post was swiftly deleted and censors blocked mention of the allegation and Peng's account. Concerns have grown in the interim about her well-being, and an unusual public statement has just been released from Chinese state media purported to be from Shuai. To try and make sense of this situation, I'm joined on the line by tennis journalist Simon Cambers. Simon, you're very welcome to the programme. You might explain the background to this remarkable story to me.
Well, I'll try. I mean, as you read out all that, especially the last piece of information, it sort of made me laugh in some ways. It's so bizarre. Peng Shuai is a 35-year-old Chinese player who's been a top 20 player in her time, very well known in doubles, well known around the tour. And yeah, as you said, she put something on social media detailing an allegation of sexual abuse against a high-ranking Chinese official. It was quickly taken down, and since then she's not been heard of. And it seems like the WTA, who made a statement a couple of days ago, also don't actually know where she is. They say that they're reassured that she is safe, but it didn't actually say that they'd spoken to her themselves. And it's a very difficult situation for everyone, obviously for Peng Shuai herself, mm-hmm. and we hope she's safe. But the WTA, the Women's Tennis Association, has invested a lot of money in China, and if something has gone wrong somewhere, there are going to be ramifications for the tour as well as for the players who have been playing in China over the years.
But what about this statement purported to be from Shuai? Let me read some of it in case people haven't seen it. It is, as you say, I don't know if you've used the word bizarre, but let me read. Yeah. Hello everyone, this is Peng Shuai. Regarding the recent news released on the official website of the WTA, the content has not been confirmed or verified by myself, and it was released without my consent. The news in that release, including the allegation of sexual abuse, is not true. I'm not missing, nor am I unsafe. I've just been resting at home and everything is fine. Thank you again for caring about me. And it goes on a little bit. And you say that's unverified and we can't rely on it, is it?
Yeah, I mean, it's Chinese state TV. And, you know, I mean, I think the response to it on social media has been laughable. You know, people are just saying, oh, right, okay, nothing to see here then. Let's move on. I mean, it's pretty disturbing. It's quite worrying. I can't imagine why, if it was true, why would Peng Shuai not just put it out herself instead of an email sent to the WTA, according to this
media? Why not post a video of herself on social media and really put fears to... The irony, Simon, in all of this is the statement goes on to say, if the WTA publishes any more news about me, please verify it with me.
Yeah, when she's supposedly writing to the WTA. So it's very strange, and it also finishes by saying, I hope Chinese tennis does really well. It smacks of Chinese propaganda or state propaganda, and it's just a very disturbing situation. You know, obviously we hope that Peng Shuai is okay, but it'd be very reassuring if she could come forward and explain what's going on.
Mm-hmm. And what do you think will alleviate any of your fears or reassure people who are concerned?
Well, I think, as you say, it's something where we actually see her. And we actually hear her speaking. I mean, it seems very odd to think that there was an accusation that she put onto social media and for it now not to exist or not to be true. So I think we just need to hear from her in a very normal video way.
Mm-hmm. The Chinese, the Chinese establishment and the tennis authorities in China, they are annoyed and irked that there is this allegation that this isn't verifiable or verified, this statement, that it didn't come from Peng Shuai. But still the media, as you say, persists with this until they see or hear it from themselves, from Peng Shuai's mouth. You might place her in world tennis at the moment. How good a player is she?
Well, her ranking has gone down a bit. As I said, she's 35, but she was ranked inside the top 20. She's been as good enough player to have got to the semi-finals of the US Open before. She's a very good doubles player. She's won a lot of doubles titles. So she's a very good player. You know, she's not a big name as such. You know, she's not a Serena Williams, but she's a player that is pretty well known, well, very well known around the tennis tour, and has done some good things. So it's pretty shocking that something should happen to a player like this in a global sport like tennis. But it's a weird situation with tennis in China because of the coronavirus and the pandemic. Tennis hasn't been played in China since, I think, before the end of 2019. So where the WTA have a lot of tournaments that are set in China, and the players haven't been there for a while, so it's going to be a huge quandary to see what happens from here on.
Mm-hmm. And the world's attention will not leave this story until it's rectified or resolved in a satisfactory manner. Given the nature of the allegation of sexual assault and so on, and her profile in China and within the game worldwide. So we'll see what comes of this story. Tennis journalist Simon Cambers, thank you very much indeed for joining us.
Thank you.